Will many go to heaven? I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. But the church has something to say about this. The church's official teaching on who will be saved. Check out this teaching in today's video. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we entrust to you this time, this moment, this video. I ask that you send the Holy Spirit into my mind, my heart, my lips, and those that hear. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and my name is Alvaro, and it is always a joy to make videos for you. And so this video comes because of different comments that have been put on my channel, as well as just something that I've been hearing over and over again. I was at Mass, and the topic was about salvation, and then I had just been watching a really great video by Ralph Martin from Renewal Ministries, and he was commenting on Father Mark Goring, who was commenting on Bishop Robert Barron. So they were having this conversation, essentially, through YouTube about salvation and the nuances. And so I wanted to just put out a simple video, breaking some things down, and using as its main source the paragraph that they're all talking about. So one of the main paragraphs from Vatican II, the council that was held in the 60s, that tried to give certain nuances on who is going to be saved, was this paragraph in this this encyclical called Lumen Gentium, paragraph 16. So I just want to comment on it, and here is the summary. First of all, there is hope. Then there's a warning, and then there is instruction. And I'm going to start reverse to kind of give you the difficult things first and then leave the best for last. So first of all, at the very end, it gives us instruction that the church takes great care to encourage missions. And that's why I have this channel. I have this channel, and I see it as a personal mission from God to spread the gospel. I want you to do the same thing. Benefit from this channel, watch it, learn from me, but also do what I do, and in fact, do it better. Go and preach the gospel in whatever way you can, using your words and actions. You know, there was several years where I would actually go door to door and do evangelization. I tried it. It worked. It was effective. You should do it too in your own neighborhood. Do it on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, with your coworkers. We need to spread the gospel. And that burden, we should feel it heavy on us out of the love that Jesus has for us and the love that we have for him. So, first off, spread the gospel. Second, a warning. A warning. It is the best place to be in the Catholic Church. It is the safest, the surest, and the best place to get to heaven. Everywhere else, you encounter greater dangers. First of all, that paragraph warns about deception by the devil. When we don't have the protection of the church, we can easily be deceived. We can believe lies, which is very easy for everyone to believe lies, but especially if we don't have the full truth, we can believe many lies that are harmful to our spiritual and our physical lives. It could also be easy for us to start worshiping creatures rather than God. And it could also lead us into despair and hopelessness because we don't know of God's mercy, of his love, of the sacraments, of the Blessed Mother, of all these treasures that the church gives us to give us hope and joy. So first off, from that paragraph, from end to beginning, go and spread the gospel. Be a missionary. I command you. Jesus commands you. We should all do this. That's why this channel is here. Secondly, warning. There can be great danger if you're outside of the church. The devil can deceive you so much more easily. Okay, and now let's put in the hope. So first of all, this paragraph connects how everyone that has truth, in whatever degree they have it, has a relationship somehow to the church. some more directly, some indirectly. And God can use all of these avenues to bring people into salvation in ways that we're not always fully aware of. The paragraph first begins with the Jewish people, that salvation was offered first to them, and then through them to the church, and it was offered to the Jews, and then, as St. Paul says, those, because of their rejection, it was kind of fell on the Gentiles, and we received it. And that's Christianity, where we can be saved through the Catholic Church. So the Jews have access to salvation from that message that was first given to them. And also all those that know and believe in God. For instance, it talks about the Muslims and other monotheistic religions, that they, through the truth that they have some access to salvation. And then there's other groups of people, those that are seeking God but don't know explicitly about Him, and they're trying to align their wills, they're trying to be good people. There are different means of graces that are accessible to those people. And lastly, there's a fourth group, those that don't know God, but somehow are kind of striving to seek after the truth, seek after beauty, and it's not their fault that they don't know Jesus or that they don't know God. God is somehow extending grace to them. One thing that we should think about is these four groups, the Jews, the Muslims, those that seek God but don't kind of have like a very defined knowledge of Him, and those that are seeking after goodness and beauty but don't really know God. These people have limited avenues of grace. The best analogy I think of is this. It's like education. For those of us that belong to the Catholic Church, it's like we're going to Harvard. We have the best of everything. For everyone else that goes and is in other religions, it's like they're in lesser universities where you have some things. There's really some good things there that God can access and give you grace, but it's limited and often very impoverished in certain religions where they have very little. Now, one thing that we do believe as Catholics is no matter who or what you are, whatever grace you are receiving, it is always coming to you through Jesus, whether you acknowledge Jesus or not. So even if you're receiving grace and you're a Hindu, if you're receiving some sort of grace, somehow God is transmitting it to you, it is coming to that person through Jesus Christ. Even if they don't acknowledge Him, even if they're not Christian or they don't belong to the Catholic Church. So that's something that that we should never minimize, that it is through Jesus that we are all saved, whether we're aware of it or not. And there's a few things that are sort of implied in the paragraph, that just as we are responsible to spread the truth to other people with love, with humility, with perseverance, following it ourselves and being thankful for it, other people, even non-believers, have a responsibility to seek out God. It's one of the responsibilities in our lives that all of us should and are responsible to learn more about God, to seek out the truth. Because as the paragraph implies, that everyone can acknowledge the Creator simply by looking at the creation. So God is always, in a sense, preaching to everyone through the beauty of creation, of nature, through good things that happen in their lives. God is working through all of those things, drawing them closer to them. So what can we take away from this? Summarize, we need to work hard to evangelize and to convince people to believe in Jesus and to join the Catholic Church. Those that aren't, we should be very concerned for because they are in a dangerous situation. Therefore, we should have mercy on them by praying for them and offering sacrifices for them. You know that many Marian apparitions talked about the dangers of falling into hell, that can be easier for someone who's outside of the protection of the Catholic Church. And then lastly, even if you're not in the Catholic Church, God, because He's God, has mysterious ways of accessing those people, of transmitting grace. So in that sense, we should be thankful and hopeful in God's mercy. We have to hold both of those things, hopeful in God's mercy, yet working to bring those people into the fold of the church. Now, This is something that I think should be one of our motivations in bringing people to the church, because there's something underneath all of this that I don't think is exactly accurate. And this idea that Jesus is only there to save us. Yes, Jesus is there to save us, but we don't just introduce people to Jesus so that they don't go to hell. We introduce people to Jesus because Jesus loves them. And that is the most important thing, because once we're saved, once we're in heaven, the life of heaven is living in God's love. And even if a person goes to heaven who was a Hindu or whatever other religion, it was still tragic that they did not know Jesus during their life. That is a tragedy. We should really understand that the most impelling thing about our faith is how much Christ loves us, and that we must share that. Not just if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to go to hell, but if you don't believe in Jesus, you're not going to realize his love for you. You're not going to be as happy as you want to be. You're not going to be flooded with the love of the Father. You're not going to receive the Holy Spirit. We need to give this type of message. It's kind of like saying, you know, if you don't do this and this and this, I'm going to divorce you. Not at all. Rather, we should say, if you don't do this and this and this, you're going to hurt me because I love you. So my friends, we need to have this positive approach to giving Jesus to other people, not just out of fear, but out of Christ's love for them, that he desires them to know and love him and experience his love for them. My friends, I hope this was a helpful video. I tried to make it short, concise, and clear. Let me know if you have any questions in the comments. Pray for this channel. Pray for all Christian and Catholic YouTubers. Support this channel through your prayers and through the means that I put in the description. God bless you. See you in the next video.